This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes, my conversation with Kyle Smith, assistant general manager for our Atlanta Falcons, another guy who was sitting right there when all the decisions are made. He is a part of it. You'll hear what he has to say about the Falcons, the front office, and much more. Big shout out to Brian McFadden for stopping by. It was our daily download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Again, the DB Showcase going on June 6th through the 8th, guys, at Milton High School, and we'll put that information out there on social media. Tonight's a big night, though, man. Abe and I have been talking about it. Abe is in for Mike today. He is off, and Abe and I, look, we're both excited. I don't know if anybody's more excited than me. I love Ronald Acuna. I have since 2018 when I was telling people he is going to be a superstar, and everybody kept telling me it's way too early, it's way too early. Didn't take me long, and Ronald Acuna, with the MVP season that he had prior to the injury, obviously, last year, showed you what he's capable of. And it's been a slow build, right? Every year he's gotten better. He's done more and more. Abe, the question is, in his return tonight, and we talked about this, the expectation. Look, I know it's going to be off the charts, and Braves fans and Braves country should be super excited. And if you're wondering to make room for Ronald on the roster, guys, they did designate Orlando Arcia. He had already, by the way, for those who really hadn't been paying attention, lost his job pretty much at shortstop to Nick Allen. He wasn't playing a whole lot, and so we'll talk
about... He was called on to bunt the other day.
Oh, come on.
Didn't get it down.
That tells you where he has been. But we'll talk about Arcia. But what about Acuna, man, and getting back tonight and the anticipation of what he's going to bring to the line?
So I got
to
ask you one question before we get into tonight's return first. Do you have any concerns that Acuna coming off this injury is not going to be fully himself what he was? I know there's some people who are like, will he ever be the same? I think he's going to be the same. I really do. Just before I get into tonight, what are your thoughts on that overall, generally?
I think the fact that he already has had this injury, recovered from it, knows how his body is supposed to feel when he is 100%, he is not going to push himself beyond that point until he gets there. And what I'm telling you is the experience of already having gone through this is going to help him. I'm with you. I think he's going to be himself. Yeah. What I don't think is that he's going to be stealing bases, as we saw the clip in which he stole bases a few years ago where he had 70 stolen bases or whatever. He's not going to do that. I think that he'll pick his spots, but he's not. You don't have to do that. The main thing for Ronald is to feel comfortable in the field, and I've been saying this to Mike. The stick's going to come, man. He's already hitting. You said it. He'll strike out. He'll still strike out, but he's going to hit. And that's the thing. He's going to add that bat to this lineup. More RBIs, more on base. But in the field, when those balls are hit and he's got to go make plays and you got to cut, and I'm making this move to Abe like I'm cutting right or left, those quick twitch moves, man, that you got to trust yourself and you got to know. And that's where people, it's not just the bat. It's those moves that I got to chase some balls down in the outfield. If you were going to ask me about concern, that's the thing that I might be a little bit concerned about. Not that he's not going to get to him, but you can say, oh, it's no big deal. You got to know that feels completely comfortable. Balls hit and it's coming. And now you're on the run.
And by the way, here's what I'm not going to speak for every Braves fan, nor am I going to speak for every host on this air. Here's what I'm not going to do. Crush Acuna for him pulling up on a ball that maybe he could get to. Right? Because there might be a situation where...
I agree.
Guys, we got to ride with it.
I agree.
Because it is not about that one play. Right. It is not about this one moment. This is about the season and, more importantly, the rest of this man's career. So if a ball, he's got to take it on a hop or it gets
to
the ball.
I'm okay with it.
All right. We're going to take it easy because I'm with you. I think this is going to be a slow build for him. Now, I do think he'll be back 100. But I think it's going to be a slow build to that. I don't remember if he ended, previously, but like he had like a career low strikeout percentage. It was like 13%, something like that at one point. We're all going to be understanding about this, right? We're just coming off of seeing Spencer Strider return, not be sharp. I think it's okay. The good news is when Acuna has put bat to ball in Gwinnett, they were launched. Doubles off the wall, standing doubles, home runs, even grounders that were hit 110 miles, exit velo. So I'm going to be confident about this. But and here's a term we've heard in the NBA the past couple of days that I think Ronald Acuna brings to the Atlanta Braves, and that's aura. I just think there's something about him and what he brings to this team, whether he's, by the way, on a hot streak or not, just him being there. It's just like a little bit of levitation for everyone in that clubhouse. And I don't think it come at a more important time, considering not just the series you're heading into, but the run. And I'll ask this to Grant when he joins us later in the show, because that schedule that has you caught back up to almost 500 now has been very forgiving. And you've still struggled, right? Just dropped two to the Nationals. He had some issues with some other teams. It becomes not forgiving starting tonight, but you got the Phillies, you got the Mets, you got the Diamondbacks, you got the Giants coming up, you got Phillies and Mets again. I mean, it is going to be a tough schedule. So to have Acuna back and approaching that with the boys, I'm hyped for it. And the one thing I was joking about on Discord with some people yesterday is like, imagine this dude pops up in the first inning.
And goes yard.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude,
electric.
Like, we've seen it in the NBA.
Dude,
we've seen it in the NBA.
Yes.
We see it in college football.
Yes.
Now, Wiley Ballard's not a dork, but we've seen the dork sideline reporter with that decibel meter. If he launches one in the first inning,
it's going to be nuts.
Break out the decibel meter,
It's going to be nuts. Look, what you're saying, Abe, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, the game is Ronald Acuna for life. Hashtag Acuna for life. Makes his return tonight. He has the juice. That's what you're saying. He is the guy that adds something to this team that no one else can bring. And this is no disrespect to a Matt Olson or an Austin Riley, who's terrific. He brings juice. And the thing, too, is guys know it, which is what you're talking about, but he's also the guy that has fun while he's doing it.
Yeah.
That is infectious.
Some people got to get over that.
Get over it. It's one reason why I absolutely love Ronald Acuna.
Yeah.
He's having fun doing it. I'm about to go yard. He goes yard. He does his little kick step and all that. It's fun.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. And look, the record-breaking MVP season, 73 stolen bases is ridiculous. But the 1,012 OPS, right? That's the thing. Guys, look, you have an OPS of 800, you're pretty good. 900, you're doing something. 1,000 OPS, on base and slugging, you're balling. And that's what we're talking about. And Acuna has kind of been that guy in his best years, 987, 990. He's been on the edge of that. When you go back to the 2020 and 2021 seasons, So I'm excited to get him back. And look, I'm with you. The expectation should be high because he's a great player. But I'm also not going to kill him, not because I like him, but I'm not going to kill him because I also know that there are going to be limitations. And the Braves know this.
I think most fans understand that, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not like he's not going to be going full speed. But Ronald Acuña tonight, if he has to dive for a ball at the wall, don't do it. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying, right? I mean, let's not take the unnecessary chances. And again, somebody just hit me up. Are you guys saying if the game's on the line, you don't want to? I'm not saying that. That's going to be his decision. But I also think that the Braves organization, and look, the doctors have probably told him, you are 100% you can go.
Yeah.
But it's going to be in his head.
Sure, of course.
Whether or not he's going to do
something.
And
some by the
way,
I don't want to hear no game on the line nonsense. Well, no game is decided by one play.
But that's typical. That's what they want to, you know, if the game's on the line, you don't want him diving?
I don't know, man. Is this one game versus the rest of the season for
correct.
Him? Like, let's talk about that. I will say this, and I know we're not going to have Ronaldo Lopez, but you got Strider back now. Now you've got Acuña. And for the first time all season, it kind of feels like you've got your team.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like this is what we're playing the next, I don't know how many games, 110, 115, whatever.
Yeah, what are we, 24 and 25?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is it. Like now, the season starts today.
This is it.
You're only one game for 500.
The season
kind of starts today in terms of all of it. You're healthy as you're going to get, and you're trailing, and it's time to start chasing dudes down.
It is time, and we can't wait. More on the Braves coming up. More with Grant McCauley, as we mentioned, Arcia. Nice run. I mean, it really was. He was an all-star in 2023, and the past two seasons, there was regression. That's the only way that I can put it. And here's the thing. The Braves have still been competitive despite that. Everybody wanted to blame Arcia.
Hold on. What's that? Regression?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Regression's like a slow slide.
That's what this was. He went from being
like a guy parachuted off a cliff.
He went from being a guy who was like, oh, okay, we can win with this, to he doesn't do anything right now. That's the are you playing this for real? That's what happened, Abe. All right? Coming back, you're going to hear from Kyle Smith. You're going, Kyle Smith. Falcons assistant general manager. I had a chance to sit down and talk with him about a variety of things in regards to our Falcons. You will hear conversation, at least the first part of this conversation, coming up next. The second part of it is even more interesting, and you'll hear that in the 5 o'clock hour. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Find the game. It is Dukes and Bell. Acuña returns tonight for our Atlanta Braves. Coming up, yeah, man, no man's on the way. And my man Dom, I know you're tempted to open that Woodford. I know you are. He's in there. Keep looking at the bottle. I see you in there. That's his birthday present. My man, happy birthday again. Also, thanks to Brian McFadden, who stopped in and talking all things NFL. He's got a big camp coming up, and I put that out there on social media. If you want to go check out the information, you can DM him for more info. We all want to get to know more about our Falcons front office, and that is what I attempted to do. Here with Kyle Smith, Assistant General Manager of our Atlanta Falcons. It is not normal for us to usually catch up with the Assistant General Manager because Terry normally does all the press conferences. But I wanted to bring you guys something different and a kind of behind-the-scenes look of some of the things that we do here with the Falcon organization and their mindset on a variety of things, because we always get listeners asking us, Falcon fans coming up to us, you know, asking questions, and we kind of want to get maybe some of the sauce behind the scenes. So, Kyle, thank you for joining us here on the show. I want to just start with a little bit of background, man. I mean, you talked about being in Washington and that experience, and then obviously coming over here. Give us a little bit about yourself being there and the process of what you learned, who you worked with before coming here.
Yeah, so my whole career was in Washington, started there in 2010. Mike Shanahan was the head coach there, was brought in there by Bruce Allen, who was the president at the time. And during my time there, I had a lot of relationships, and you know, obviously Raheem, who's here, was there at the time, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur. I mean, the list goes on. You know, a lot of really good coaches that have, Kevin O'Connell, Bill Callahan, offensive line, Chris Forster, offensive line. So I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of really good football minds from a coaching perspective, and then personnel as well. So that experience there helped, you know, kind of form you into your opinions that you have, and team building and all those types of things. And I'm excited to be here.
We normally don't hear about the philosophy of drafting. We just got past the draft. A lot of Falcon fans excited about what we've done in this draft and addressing edge. Can you talk a little bit about that? And, you know, from just a scouting standpoint, I think a lot of football fans think it's maybe Terry and Ra and maybe yourself, and they don't think about the big scope of things with the national scouts and the different guys that are involved in the process. The philosophy, though, going into not only this draft, but just generally speaking, what is that approach here?
Yeah, well, it's always been, you know, I think you've heard us say before, it ain't about what, it's about who, you know, and what that means is, you know, there's all different layers, and when it comes to grading, it's positional values, it's what we're looking for, what we need. We're about impact, you know, and the overall grade of the player, of the impact of the player. And that's what we've always focused on. So that's best player available mentality. What we're excited about this year's draft is best player available also kind of lines up to where, what you're looking for, what you're seeking, what are your needs. Obviously, we needed edge this year, and we've always been looking for more edge. You can never have too many pressure players. And the way that the draft kind of fell, we're looking at two edge players that we feel like can impact our team. So that's what we, when we executed that. But from an overall perspective, best player available, the impact that they're going to have, that's what we focus more on.
Kyle, talk to us about trading and how difficult that is in the draft. You guys went back into the first round late. Last year, we asked Terry about this, and he was like, look, you got to have a trade partner. Everybody just assumes, all right, we want to jump back in, and it happens. there was a reaction, and I'm not sure if you saw it. I think it was Howie Roseman of the Eagles. Apparently, they wanted to get back in, and, you know, he was like, no wonder nobody was answering our phone calls because you guys were trying to move. I guess other teams were attempting to get back in as well. How difficult is that?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I think that's one of the things that I've learned as I've grown, you know, higher in different positions as an area scout. I would always have that mindset similar to a fan, you know, in terms of, oh, man, there's nobody there, trade back. You know, and it's like, well, yeah, it's not that easy. You know, some people don't, you know, might not be wanting to trade up, you know. So there's always been that adage when we were here in 21 and we're at pick four, you know, oh, yeah, we're in great position here. Let's pick up a bunch of picks and do all that. Well, you can't do any of that stuff when nobody's calling. So, you know, it's a difficult thing. We're always looking to move up, move back. It like always want to move around, try to get more picks, whatever it is. But it's never as easy as just saying, oh, yeah, trade back or, hey, you know, trade up. Well, team we're trying to trade up for, especially, as you know, quarterbacks. That's another one. You know, you can have three first round picks in a draft, say two first round picks in a draft, and you might need a quarterback. Well, if you're not the number one pick or the number two pick, and the teams up there need quarterbacks, you can have all the draft capital you want. They're not going to – they don't want it because they need a quarterback. You know what I mean? So it goes both ways in terms of trading back or trading up. So it's unpredictable that way.
Kyle Smith, assistant general manager here with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Since you brought up quarterbacks, I want to ask you about Michael Penix. I got wind of this late in the process last year, like – 2 days before the draft. And I went on the show and said, what if I told you guys they might draft a quarterback? People lost their minds. Obviously, because we had Kirk already in the building and did not know 100% that that was going to be the situation. But threw it out there and a lot of people reacted. And then obviously you guys surprised a lot of people. As you go back and look at that, and obviously we have a lot of confidence. I think fans are excited about Michael. I know you guys are high on him as well. But just that process of being that convicted to make that pick. And the response, were you surprised at the response?
No, I guess surprised anymore. You know, not surprised at anything anymore. But I understand where people were. It was unexpected. You know, it you know, there's no question about it. But from our mindset, and it goes back to 2021, like when we first got here, we wanted – everybody wants to draft a first-round quarterback and have a rookie deal and all those things. And but, again, you have to have them graded in the right spot. And since we've been here, we were – where we've been selecting in the first round, we haven't had a quarterback that's been there looking at us that we've had graded in that position. Going to last year with Mike and Kirk – well, going into the draft, you can't sit there at pick eight and expect with no quarterback on the roster that you're going to have, you know, you're going to sit there and pick a quarterback. So we had to do everything we could. We couldn't trade up at the time like we just talked about. People aren't trading out because what happens up top? They need quarterbacks as well. So now we're into free agency. So we went and got the best quarterback we could in free agency, and that's Kirk Cousins, and we believe in Kirk, and we love that Kirk's here. So we executed that. And then obviously as we're on the clock and we're sitting there, here's Mike Penix is sitting there looking at us where we had him graded in that win because of type of player. And we didn't hesitate to make the pick. And so we took care of what we felt like Kirk Cousins is the now and the future here in the next 5 years. We've got that quarterback position sorted out, you know, which is not something that we've had in the past. So that's kind of how the process went. You never know, like, you know, we always talk about hypotheticals, and I know in your world you probably talk about a lot of hypotheticals.
Who, us?
Yeah. but you know, it all intertwines. It really does, because if you think about, you know, had we not went after Kirk in free agency and we were sitting there and everybody in the world knows that we're going to take a quarterback. So if anybody thinks that we would have sat there at pick eight draft night, you're crazy, because we would have went to pick four to go attack and go get the quarterback that we want and make sure, because there's other – as soon as we picked the quarterback, Mike, you saw behind us another team traded up, you know. So you never know. Nobody knows. Everyone got the guy they wanted. So nobody really knows. But draft night last year, if we didn't have a quarterback, we would have given up stuff to go get Mike. And that leads you to this year. Well, what would we have had this year? Don't know what the cost would have been, but probably wouldn't be in the same position that we're in this year in terms of taking two edge players in one. Maybe the cost would have been a second rounder last year to go up, and now you don't have your two. Well, now you can't go up to go get James Pierce, or you can't. So there's a lot of things that happen when you make certain decisions that we're always thinking about the future and what those costs are. So that's kind of the full process of mindset and what goes through our minds throughout all those decisions.
Kyle, I've said he has shown me in three games, I'm talking about obviously our quarterback and Michael Penix, the flashes that you want to see. And the play that stands out is the Washington touchdown to Pitts, where he throws it in that tight window. He says he looked off the Mike linebacker, moves him where he wants to, and I'm sitting here thinking, there are guys that have been in the league 8 years that aren't able to do that. And he did it in his – well, that was his second game because the third game was the Carolina Panthers. My point is, when did you know in those interviews – because you're a part of that, right? You're a part of all that stuff. When did you know, like, this is the dude?
Yeah, it was more the tape than it was the interviews, I think. You know, any time that we're evaluating quarterback, it's the hardest position to evaluate. There's no doubt about it. That's why you see every year there's more and more swings, especially now since the salary cap era and the slotting of the draft picks. You're not as, you know, there's not as much money put into the first round picks as it was years and years ago. But with Mike, you know, and quarterbacks in general, we're looking for moments that they capture you. I always like to watch the worst games first in terms of quarterbacks. And in those worst, what they're considered the worst games, do they capture you in those games? And Mike, there wasn't a game that you put on, whether it was Washington or Indiana, that he doesn't capture you with something. Is it arm talent? Is it his ability to look things off, as you mentioned? Is it his ability to work within the pocket? That was the things that jumped off with Mike. You know, the Texas game in particular was a laser light show that he put on. But so there was always those moments within each tape that you watch that you're like, man, this guy's got some special things. And when trying to translate what translates from college to the pros, the commonality is always guys that can play within the pocket at the quarterback position. And Mike can run more than what people think Mike can run. You know, obviously with his 40 and he is a very good athlete, but the guys that can play within the pocket, and he is so natural in the pocket and calm in his demeanor, you guys all see it. It's easy to see that way. And his ability to deliver the ball and make you cover every blade of grass. That's consistent in all of his tapes. And I think he's shown that in flash. He's got a long way to go. We know that. But we're extremely excited about where he's at. The things he's learned from Kirk last year. You know, the offseason when interview process, the pro days, all that stuff just kind of confirmed our belief in him.
That is Falcons assistant general manager Kyle Smith. Part two of that interview coming up at 5. What did he have to say about Kyle Pitts? It's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell. Abe's in for Mike today. Yeah, man, no man's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ronald Acuna back in the lineup tonight. Stukes and Bell. We're going to talk to Grant coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, next hour, we're going to dive into some NBA playoffs. Knicks, Pacers tonight. And Knicks trying to tie this series up last night. Man, SGA, he's just so efficient. He's just so good. I mean, like, he's not flashy. He's not super above the rim. But if you just watch him, it's just like it's effortless. And he takes the MVP last night. Obviously, he was going to win it, but gets it in front of the home crowd. It was nice to see that. And then they handle business. I'll say this, before we get to day-to-day with Yeah Man, No Man. SGA is better than Ant-Man, and it's not even close. And I'm not saying that because he won the MVP. He's just playing and has been at a different level. And every year we want to anoint Ant-Man. And look, we did this with LeBron where, oh, he's going to be a champion in this, that, and the other. And Ant-Man may be. But right now, you just see the difference in the play.
Well, the Ant-Man thing is a flash thing, right? I don't mean he's a flash. I mean his style of play is flashy. SGA, his style of play is not flashy. Mm-mm. In fact, it's some may call it boring or some may call it frustrating, certainly.
It's Tim Duncan-ish, is it not? Seriously, he's hitting shots off the glass, right? He goes to the basket.
It's a little more.
He just pulls up nice and easy. There's no wow to his game, but he makes all the right plays.
Yeah, it's a little more than Duncan, but that's toward the right trend in terms of being the face of the NBA and that excitement level versus what SGA does on a nightly basis. And I think, honestly, that's part of the problem with Jokic. And I don't think people have appreciated what he's
so –
Because it's also like he's kind of flinging the ball over his head for another three, and he's doing this pat, but it's not flashy. Ant-Man's flashy, but at this time in the playoffs,
it's not as good.
Without a lot of help, we could talk about – I have some real issues with the T-Wolves. We could talk about it. He's got no help.
Okay, we're going to get into it. Stay there. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
Woo! It's Friday!
My man.
Yes, holiday weekend Friday, too. Those Fridays are always so special. Guys, hopefully you'll have a great Memorial Day weekend to everyone out there traveling, out and about. And even if you're staying at home, just, have some fun, man. Light that grill up and throw one back for your boy. All right, guys, let's get started with this one. Because we were talking about it in the bullpen, so I thought, you know what? Might as well throw it in my yeah, man. No,
right.
Man.
I.
So scrolling the socials today, you know, just kind of looking for anything to talk about on the show, things of that nature. Stay on top of what's going on with Ronald Acuña Jr.'s return. And I saw an interesting post about men wearing jerseys. I won't go too deep into it, but the young person, I'm going to call him young.
Okay.
Person's comments were that men wearing jerseys to sporting events, basically, in a nutshell, is lame.
Really?
And that if they were wondering why when they, approach a young woman and ask to buy him a drink and this and that third, and the woman plays him off, it's because, you know, you're a grown man wearing a jersey.
That is not why she's playing you off. You don't have any game. You know how much I could go naked, okay? I mean, like, seriously, it's the jersey? Is that what they're saying?
That, you know, basically, in a nutshell, men shouldn't be wearing jerseys to sporting events. So, yeah, man, no, man, which, I, as you can see, I have my Braves, popping my Braves jersey
yes,
on
you do.
Today.
Yes, you do.
In celebration of Ronald Acuña Jr.'s return. But, yeah, man, no, man, men wearing jerseys to games is an offense.
Look. Abe, I'll let you go because I'm about to go in. Go
All
ahead.
Right. So
ahead.
I want to caveat this for 1 second because wear the jersey. I don't care. That's cool. With respect to our guy, Marcell Ozuna, you can't wear the full get up. You can't show up in sliding pants and cleats. You know what I mean? You know, don't have tearaway pull-offs in a Trae Young jersey. But no, wear the jersey. Like, wear whatever you want. I don't wear jerseys because I don't think I look good in jerseys, with the exception of a soccer jersey, which is just a regular T-shirt.
Yes, basically.
Like, I don't think I look – I certainly don't look good. How am I – Day-Day, you see me. How am I supposed to wear a basketball jersey? Or a football jersey. I can't wear those. So maybe I look moderately okay in baseball. And like I said, soccer I'm fine with. But like, if you want to wear a jersey, wear a jersey.
All right. Women don't turn men down because they're wearing jerseys. Okay, first and foremost.
Now, they also don't say yes because you're wearing the jersey either.
Okay. This has a lot to do with setting. Mm-hmm. All right? If you are wearing a jersey to your business meeting and you meet a beautiful woman and you're like, oh, my God, what is your name? And she's like, this dude is at a business meeting. It's supposed to be a little bit more formal. He's a clown. He's got a jersey on. Setting matters. If I'm at a game and I'm going to a game and we're at a game and you know you're going to the game, it's perfectly fine.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with she's turning you down because you got a jersey on. That's fraud. All right. That's not true. She's turning you down because you didn't have enough game to approach her in a manner which she was moved by whatever you were saying or attracted to you. It had nothing to do with the jersey. Now,
right.
With that said, I'm all for guys wearing whatever they want. And if you want to sport a jersey to a game, and as a matter of fact, as full-grown men, we can do whatever we want. Sport a jersey to a game. Support your favorite players. I'm all for it. Tonight, I expect to see a lot of Acuña jerseys, like you said,
right.
At the Braves game tonight. I'm all for it, man, but that's not why women are turning men down, and it's not immature for a full-grown man, all right, with a family and a real job to wear a jersey to a sporting event. I understand if you're talking about a formal event and he shows up in a jersey. That's different. All right, I'm done.
Yeah, she probably wears heels to sporting events. Anyway, moving on. ESPN says they're keeping inside the NBA – band together no matter what. And my yeah man, no man is simple. They should absolutely do whatever it takes to keep that crew together.
First of all, it's expensive. I'm sorry. I'm all in y'all's business. It is. Shaq, Charles, it's
Kenny,
expensive,
Ernie.
Right? But that's what it costs to keep the best show together. When you have the chemistry and the makeup of that show, absolutely, they should do whatever they have to do to keep the show together and present it in whichever way. Look, we were all kind of taken back by the NBA going to NBC or going back to NBC and what that was going to look like. They've already made some hires, right? I think Melo is going to be a part of it. And, you know, they made some names, mentioned some names. But the fact of the matter is I'm still going to watch this show because I've loved this show for 20 years or more now since they've been on. and with the addition of Shaq when he came on the show. So, yeah, man, I'm all for it. Yes, man. Keep them together.
Yeah, if there's going to be a post-game show or a pre-game show I'm going to watch, it's going to be with those guys. I don't care what name you give it, but it's those dudes. And I'll be honest, if ESPN can't find a way to make it work and those dudes just put one out on their own
it's gonna be fine.
Or on Twitch, like, or streaming on X, like, if they want to do their own thing too, they'll get plenty of audience.
Didn't Charles kind of float that idea out? Is it because Charles has his own company, right? Well, didn't he kind of float that idea out there?
I don't think they'll get the money that. You know, that's a lot.
I would agree. But I love Charles because Charles was like, they can't fire me. He just put it out there. He's like, yeah. I made too much money.
Yeah.
But I do want to see them together. I'm with you on that.
Definitely.
All right, cool. One more before we get out of here. So we know that the CFP. Top four ranked teams will now get the byes with this new seeding system, correct? All right, so with that being said, the new CFP seeding pretty much guarantees Notre Dame will not join a conference.
Mm. I don't like it. Look, I've not liked it for a long time, but they have the cachet and the stones that they don't have to do this. And so, you know, their affiliation with the ACC – it's nice, but it's not being all in. As Mike and I like to say, and he uses another term, just the tip. The bottom line is Notre Dame can pull this off because of who they are. And so I've never liked it, but we've said this. Now in this day and age, day-to-day with the playoff the way it is, Abe, you could be Notre Dame and have two or three losses. You're still getting in even without a conference affiliation.
And now you potentially could be one of those buys, which was not available to them previously without the conference. Look, they were never going to join a conference. Like, even if they tried to whatever with the formats, they would have always kind of been half in, half out with the ACC. Oh, we're change our schedule a little bit, right? We lose the USC game and we'll play, Clemson every year. They always would have been half in, but still their own thing. They would have qualified through the ACC, but being their own thing. They were never going to join a conference. It doesn't bother me because I came to terms a long time ago. Well, just being honest.
Because I still hate it, though.
A younger Abe was like, they just join a conference. And I'm like, I'm not going to waste breath. They're not going to join a conference.
No,
it's all right.
No, they don't have to. They don't have. That's the one school that doesn't have to. Everybody else, think about it. Everybody else, when their conference dissolves, Pac-12. Where are we going?
Let me ask.
There was nobody was like, we'll stand alone and we'll do it by ourselves.
This is going to be the dumbest question, but I think it's actually brilliant. would they be in this position as this standalone entity if it weren't for that movie?
Rudy?
Yeah.
You know, I had dinner with Rudy.
I'm sure that was fascinating.
No, I'm talking about the real Rudy.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the actor.
No, I know. I'd be more interested in a dinner
in the actor.
With the actor.
Look, say what you want. Notre Dame alums love this dude. I'm talking about the real Rudy. Would it be, I don't know if it's the movie. I think it's just the aura of what Notre Dame, again, it's marketing.
I think
it's
that aura is dead without the movie.
But it's what they've presented. And when you do a movie about the school in that way, yes, people absolutely fall
in love
with it.
I think the aura over the past 50 years would have died without that movie. without that movie. If you can butterfly effect this whole thing with no movie.
Now, and by the way, for
say they call off sides as they should have, movie never gets made.
Wait a minute.
You know he's offside. What are we doing? Movie never gets made.
They weren't going to call offside.
The play never happened.
Now you're doing rewrites on
Vince
the movie.
Vince Vaughn never offered up his jersey. You know how it goes.
By the way, for those of you, I didn't have, like, it wasn't me and Rudy, like, in this personal dinner. I was at an event for Notre Dame alums, and there was a guy at the time, his name was Mike Lee. He was a boxer. He was a Notre Dame alum, and he had all this support, and Rudy showed up at this dinner that I was at, and so that's how I say I had dinner. It wasn't like me and Rudy. I'm just saying. I want to make sure everybody's clear on that. Anyways, I just hate the fact that they're not in a conference. All right, Day-Day, man.
That's it, man. That's my Yeah Man, No Man. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody out there. Stay safe, and like I said, throw some back for me.
All right, man, we definitely will. Great stuff. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, more Braves conversation, because this is what we've all been waiting for. And what does he mean in this lineup? We'll get into that. Also, dog reports on the way. Do you guys realize the dogs have not had a 1,000-yard rusher since? We'll tell you when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.